Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Tuesday. The NASCAR season wrapping up this weekend, the championship race at Phoenix. You can hear it Sunday on 102.5, 106.3, the game, after the conclusion of Vandy basketball coverage. We say hello to our buddy Matt Greachy, the GM of the Nashville Super Speedway. Matt, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's hard to believe it's already here, the end of another season, going to crown a champion, one of the championship four that we'll see at Phoenix. But how are things out at the Nashville Super Speedway?
We've had a really good year, and looking to wrap up a successful NASCAR season across the board. But we've had some great events come visit us at Nashville Super Speedway, including our triple header NASCAR weekend back in June and the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix in September. And we crowned some champions and race winners, and we're looking forward to 2025, but not before some champions are crowned in Phoenix Raceway this weekend.
Yeah. How cool was it? You know, obviously you all have done a great job since the track reopened and establishing a go-to NASCAR weekend, but having IndyCar out there, I remember, you know, back in the day when they ran there before, having them out there in their championship weekend, how fun was that?
It was really good. You know, it's those machines are really impressive. If nobody's ever seen an IndyCar race and not seen one on a mile and a third concrete surface, seeing cars go side by side at 220 miles an hour, there's not a lot of things more exhilarating than that. So we were happy to host that race and looking forward to another successful one next year.
Ryan Blaney, the defending Cup Series champion, Joey Logano won it a couple years ago, also the defending winner of the Ally 400, Tyler Reddick, and William Byron. That's your championship four. And it wasn't without some controversy, but that's what it's going to be at Phoenix. Do you have a feeling either way, or do you just think this is how the format works, and whoever has the best day is going to hoist the trophy?
Yeah, I think the format is created to create, you know, drama and make it rewarding for race winners, and that's what it was. I mean, three of the four that are in the final four here were race winners in the last round. That's what has been established, that winning matters, and all four of those drivers have won three times on the NASCAR circuit this year. And as you mentioned, Joey Logano is our defending race winner from this past June for the Ally 400, where he overcame four overtime restarts to come victorious here. And you know, that team really seems to step up when it matters. Joey and his crew chief Paul Wolf seem to figure it out when it really matters, and they stepped up to win in Vegas to advance to the championship four. And these four drivers have really accomplished a lot this year. I think Phoenix should be a really good race come Sunday.
I'm still exhausted from all those restarts, by the way, but that's okay.
Matt, when we look back at the 2024 season, how much fun was it? You had the big weekend in June. You had the Indy race there and a lot of other things that happened. How much fun was 2024 for the racetrack?
We've had the most event use days that we've had since being open. So we've entertained a lot of folks. We've created value for the community here. So it's been a really successful 2024 season, and we're into our planning phase of how we can make 2025 even better.
You know, it's funny. We look at, like, you know, that race back in June, that was almost, you know, over 4 months ago. The Indy race was 2 months ago. And now, I mean, time just flies, and that's why, you know, you're already preparing for 2025. And you know, the last, you know, 21, 22, 23, 24, the NASCAR race there has been fantastic. It gets better each and every year. So I guess this is a great time for the Speedway to just keep growing and growing, right?
It really is. Yeah, we're well established in the calendar for next year. We're May 30th through June 1st on the front end of summer. So if you don't have your tickets yet, come find them, and you can come celebrate the beginning of summer here with us at Nashville Super Speedway. But yeah, you know, the team here has rallied, and we continue to try to advance and improve each year, and welcome folks from all over the country here to our triple header NASCAR weekend.
Matt Greachy is on the line with us. You know, what's interesting, if you look at all of the championships that'll be crowned this weekend, we mentioned Logano, who won earlier this year at the Nashville Super Speedway. In the Xfinity Series, you got A.J. Allmendinger and Justin Allgaier, some former winners, and then Christian Eckes, who won the truck race earlier this year. I mean, I'm sure there are some guys you're cheering for. We would love to see some Nashville Super Speedway winners be champions.
Absolutely. So if you want to be in the running for the championship race, I think you need to win here at Nashville Super Speedway. So important for you to come see the race here and look forward to a champion. Yeah, I think it's rewarding for us to see the top tier drivers win here and then be in the chase for the championship four and see who's going to be crowned on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series.
Obviously, they've made a pretty good home the last few years in Phoenix to crown the champion. But I've always been of the belief that I would love to see the championship race move around. And clearly, I'm very biased. So if it was ever at the Nashville Super Speedway, that would be awesome. But how much of that discussion have you heard, you know, with obviously your role of would NASCAR ever consider, you know, moving it around year to year? Or does everybody like that it kind of finds a spot for a few years and, you know, like it was at Homestead for a long time, Atlanta before that, and then it might rotate after a few years? Has that discussion happened a lot?
Not a lot. I think it's well established in Phoenix, and they've done a really good job rewarding the champions that come there. I think NASCAR is always evolving and always open to new opportunities. But at this point, I think it's established for Phoenix Raceway in 2025, and we're definitely excited about our date for next year as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. If people want to go ahead and start getting on tickets, how can they do that?
1-866-RACETIX or visit us at NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com. Yeah, lock in your tickets, your camping, premium experiences. We're open for business and looking forward to a great 2025, but not before champions are crowned this weekend at Phoenix Raceway.
Well, I'm looking forward to this weekend, and I'm looking forward to next year being back out there at the Nashville Super Speedway. I'll get my voice warmed up, but always a pleasure to talk to you, and thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Maybe next year we'll be six overtime chances to get to that checkered flag.
I'm going to have some tea in the booth just to make sure that we're good to go on that. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Chase. Thanks, Big Joe. Appreciate it.
Matt Grecci joining us here on the program. Here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.